Yeah.
Yeah.
And away we go.
Welcome back to another edition of Relatives Subjective. I'm George.
And I'm David.
And we're relatives who have subjective opinions on movie-related things.
Hence the name Relatively Subjective.
Today's episode is brought to you by those blue Nalgene bottles. Do you have one? Probably.
Which ones? What?
That one right over there. Everyone gets them on Amazon.
I don't have one of those.
Episode,
so.
Oh, shit, David, you need to leave. Today's episode is on Maleficent, Mistress of Evil. Spoilers
ahead.
She
wasn't even that evil.
We'll talk about it. Spoilers ahead for that movie and everything we talk about. That's including trailers and whatever we've been watching since the last time we saw each other. And we'll take it away. We'll start with whatever we've been watching. David, oh, take boy. It away as per usual.
So, what have I been watching?
You ask?
Let's see. I don't know. What's the last thing I've been watching? I saw Matilda on
nice.
TV. I did a back-to-back. It was on ABC Family.
Of course it was.
Did,
that's the only one that'll play it anymore.
No, but I did Matilda and Mrs. Doubtfire. The best.
Perfect
combo. two movies back-to-back that I could probably quote now.
This wouldn't be the first time we talked about Mrs. Doubtfire on this podcast.
And it will definitely not be the last.
Yeah, no.
This movie's fantastic. I also forgot how good Matilda was. I haven't seen it in a couple of years.
Read enough, you get telekinesis.
It was so good. Just so happy for Matilda. At
she
the end of this movie.
She got to live with Miss Honey.
Yes, exactly.
And Trunchbull got killed or whatever. What happened to Trunchbull?
She got ran out of town.
She got ran out of town by an angry mob.
By an angry
kids.
Mob, pretty much.
Yeah.
And then Mrs. Doubtfire, one of Robin Williams' best.
Yeah.
He's amazing in this movie. He's fantastic. I absolutely love the whole transformation scene when they first make him into Mrs. Doubtfire. It gives me so much joy.
This might be too much.
I will never buy Shinsuke Goyle. It's so chewy. Anyway, I feel like Bubby. It's not working. Anyway, that's all. That's really all I've been watching. It's just those two movies.
I watched part of El Camino yesterday.
Oh, hey, how was that?
I haven't watched the whole thing, but the first 20 minutes is fantastic.
Yeah.
I was falling asleep, not because it wasn't entertaining, but because I was very sleepy.
Breaking Bad.
Yeah, Breaking
Bad. Coming back.
Yeah, boy.
With just the movie.
Yeah, boy. But, it looks, from the pace of, how it started and stuff, I can't wait to get back into it.
It looks really old.
It's been a while.
I mean,
okay.
Yeah, the show was ended in 2013.
Yeah,
it's so been Aaron Paul
six years,
is
geez.
6 years older. Yeah, and he looks it.
Well,
no
he
offense,
needs to stay out of the sun or whatever.
But what's his name? Is in it, right?
I don't know. Don't tell me. I don't want to know anything about it.
Okay.
I want to watch it.
Do it.
That's all I've been watching. But I also watched The Lighthouse, which we've spoken about.
Did you?
I saw it.
What?
Yes. I saw it on Saturday morning.
What?
Yeah.
One Saturday morning. That's...
Yeah.
I want to see it.
Yeah, you should. I don't want to spoil it for you.
Are we going to record it at all, or is this going to be one of those movies
we're
just talking about?
We can, if you want.
I'm going to go see Jojo Rabbit tomorrow, I think.
Yeah.
For
some reason, it's super limited release.
It's super limited.
Like,
I feel like both of them
playing.
Were.
Well, no, The Lighthouse, I think, it was only playing in Lincoln Center.
Yeah, that's where I have to go for Jojo.
Yeah, and I think Jojo stops playing at Lincoln Center after a week or something. They just
fuck.
Yeah, I know. It's we looked it up for next week and there was no show time.
Damn it.
Which I don't know. Check it again just to make sure. But
I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna show you Lighthouse.
Lighthouse is good.
And it sucks too because I even saw a big poster for it at my AMC in Staten Island. But it's not playing in Staten Island.
Yeah, a
you
lot
can't
of theaters,
do that, AMC.
A lot of theaters are doing that, and they
don't
also,
trick me.
They have posters and trailers.
I'm an A-lister.
And they'll be we're gonna
I
write
gotta
a
see
letter.
These fucking movies.
I need to speak to your manager
in Staten Island
today,
not in New York.
Yeah,
because that's an hour commute for me.
I mean, being on Staten Island's your fault, so I'm gonna have to say that
this podcast is over.
Oh shit! I made fun of the one thing I can't make fun of in Staten Island.
It's true.
I mean,
enough.
We'll change the subject.
What have you been watching? No, what are your previews?
All right, my previews. I saw The Irishman, but also I didn't see it because I was in the bathroom. Oh.
So who told you about it, girl?
Okay, so hold on a second. Uh-oh. This is a fun story. No, you tell me your trailers first, and then I want to talk about my trailers.
My Spy.
Uh-huh. My Spy.
With Dave Bautista.
Ah, right, yes.
Yeah. I haven't seen a trailer for this one in a while.
Yeah, me either. I was about to say, I forgot. I was very happy and we didn't know
disappeared.
About it.
Yeah. I saw Doolittle.
Yes, I saw this. Yes, Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, so he's back.
Yes.
Doing more Disney shit.
So this takes place like in the, I don't know, like 19th century? I don't know. He's on a ship with animals.
Yeah, it's weird.
And he's like got a weird English accent.
Yeah, it's weird.
And he's trying to, I don't know, find more animals?
Yeah,
like,
it's weird.
They like tell people that he can talk to animals?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's very Disney. It's a very Disney teaser because it's just like, the wonderful world of Dr. Doolittle. You've never seen it before.
And you see like little clips. You see like this little girl who's just like, you can talk to animals? And he's just like, I'm Robert Downey Jr. With a weird English accent, even though I'm American.
And we have a lot of CGI animals.
Very, yes. So Tom Holland's in this one.
Of course he is.
Disney has Tom Holland by the balls, by the way.
Well, I mean, they created him in a lab, so I feel like they should
own
him.
They're putting him in Earth.
Yeah.
So there's Tom Holland, Robert Downey Jr., Michael Sheen, Rami Malek is in this, Emma Thompson, Ralph Fiennes, who else? Kumail Nanjiani.
Oh, wow.
Antonio Banderas, Selena Gomez, John Cena.
John Cena?
Octavia Spencer.
Are they all
Everyone,
animals?
Yeah. No, the only, so Antonio Banderas is the bad guy.
Oh, Antonio being a bad guy.
Yeah, and literally everyone else I mentioned is a voice for some sort of animal.
Well, now that I know that Antonio Banderas is the villain.
Chi-Chi, Polynesia, it's the name of an animal. Uh-huh. Barry, Tutu, Plimpton, Betsy, Yoshi is John Cena. Regine and Dab what? Dab.
Okay.
Those are all the names of animals.
Can't wait.
And we're going to watch this movie.
I honestly can't wait for the next trailer so I can know what the fuck this movie is about. But
yeah,
also, we'll see what happens. It comes out in January, right?
January 17th. Yep.
Interesting that it's just like announced now.
So weird. Yeah. Spies in Disguise.
Yeah.
Charlie's Angels.
Yeah.
Ugh, Playing with Fire. I saw an actual trailer for Onward. The one with Tom Holland and Chris Pratt.
Oh, right. That we only got like a title for before.
So now we got a full thingy. Mm-hmm. And it was actually funny. Somebody put up a meme of this movie like describing the plot and like putting like another movie or another film that they like Disney stole basically the idea from. And I can't remember what that movie was, but it's true.
So this movie is just ripping off another movie.
Yeah, and putting it in like a fantastical setting.
Cool.
So, but that's Disney. They don't care.
They'll take what they want.
I saw a very long extended trailer for Frozen 2.
Okay.
Which was awesome.
Yeah. So we got plot.
It like legit gave me everything. And it was very cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. I've only seen the one.
Just letting you know that shit's happening in the Frozen universe. That I am excited for. And then I saw Jungle Cruise.
I saw part of this trailer like on Instagram. It was like first 5 seconds of it. Nope. The Rock, Emily Blunt make a movie about a ride at Disneyland, right?
Yeah. Disney, he's doing fucking everything. And honestly, it was interesting to me because I was with one of my friends and we turned to each other at the same time because it was at the end when it was like, oh, coming soon, whatever. And we looked at each other and we were like, only coming to Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly what they're going to be doing in the next couple of years. Is all their big budget movies are only going to be Disney Plus so that you have to buy Disney Plus.
Yep.
Anyway.
You think they're going to remove their movies from theaters?
No, they get a good amount of money from that. But a lot of like their
they'll
extra
do it on
stuff
both. And then
probably going to be
like,
both.
And only like a few of them
but
will
like,
be exclusive to
we,
Disney
we
Plus.
Talked about Lady and the Tramp only coming to Disney Plus. I see that happening with a lot of other movies now too because... They I'm sure they're gonna have a big studio like Marvel, all their movies and stuff, like the big movies are gonna come into theaters, but like we have all those shows and all those like mini series and movies that are definitely
I was thinking we're gonna get like a Daredevil movie and it's gonna be like a like only Disney Plus or you know like they could take their smaller characters
and do
give
whatever
them like movies and just put them just on the streaming service and you still be like I need to see
you have
that.
To see it because of course this is a continuing universe.
Yep. Cool.
That's it.
That's all right,
for me.
Well,
what's your funny story?
All right. So, I'll just list. I'm gonna list off all of the trailers I saw.
Okay.
and you tell me what's weird about it, okay? So I saw The Irishman, which is a mobster movie with Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci, Al Pacino.
Oh, yeah. Right? This one is also coming on
coming to Netflix. Yeah, but we saw a trailer for that, okay? Also saw Dr. Sleep. A newer trailer where...
Is this like, from Maleficent?
A newer trailer. You caught on fast. A newer trailer because there's more plot in this trailer. We see more of the villain, like... doing whatever it is she does,
because we just, like, souls and crap.
Yeah, so we see more of that, and like them like trying to get the little girl, but also like finding out that Ewan McGregor's character is also has a shining, and like they want to get him too. Terminator Dark Fate and The Lighthouse
is weird.
So
were you in the right theater?
So we see all these trailers. There's a birthday party happening in this theater. Oh, we're in Williamsburg Cinema, by the way. I didn't go to AMC for this because I went to go visit my grandmother, and then I went to go to the theater that's right there. There's a party going on. There's kids everywhere. We're seeing rated R trailer after rated R trailer after rated R trailer, and we're all like, what's happening? And the kid on my left is already losing his shit because he's already scared by, I think...
Dr. Sleep?
I think Dr. Sleep started him getting a little freaked out. Then Terminator came on. He was just like, and then fucking The Lighthouse came on, is just Willem Dafoe like...
shaking.
He's like, you spilled your beans. You spilled your beans. And so the kid's just like, I'm scared. I don't want to be here. And we're just like, oh, this is interesting. Is it because it's a darker Disney movie that they're showing? Williamsburg is kind of like a hipster area. Maybe they're showing like, you know, they're like a little edgy. After all the trailers go by, Warner Brothers logo goes up, the Joker starts.
Oh.
And we just see Joaquin Phoenix putting on makeup and doing the thing with his smile. And this kid on my left loses his shit and goes, get out! Get out! Get out! We have to get out now! We have to leave! And the mom's just like holding him. He's just like trying to run away. And like all the kids are just like, oh my God, what's happening? But as soon as I saw the Warner Brothers logo go up, I went, oh no. And I think I might have started it off like I might have scared the kid a little bit. But, you know, no one does anything. Like everyone's just like, oh, this is the wrong movie. We're in the right theater because when you walk in the door, like
it says
Maleficent right there. So they fucked up.
Yeah.
And so my lady runs out and goes to tell them and they shut the movie off. And now we're all in darkness and the kids are freaking out some more. And then we, after like 10 minutes goes by, the trailer starts up for Star Wars and then it gets abruptly cut off and then we start watching Maleficent. But just like, ah, oh man, it was
funny.
It was so rich. It's so rich because that never happens. That never happens. I don't think it's ever happened to me in my life. But I'm sure it happens all the time where people just
fuck up
the reels. Yeah. They just put like, the wrong
movie,
ones in the wrong
what
theater.
What movie is going on this
but
one?
Like,
I don't
they
know.
Couldn't have messed up even like more if they tried. Because it was like, here, go see a Disney movie. Just kidding. It's the fucking Joker. Watch Joaquin Phoenix put on makeup eerily and cry and smile. Force a smile on his face. It was
children.
Just like, it's like, you like clowns? Well, you don't anymore. It's like, for sure. Good times.
That's funny.
But I didn't see any previews because of that, so I got nothing to talk about for this segment. All right, let's get on with the movie. All right, I'll pull up them stats. And yeah, Maleficent, full spoilers ahead. IMDb has it at... Oh, IMDb's thing just erased on me.
What is that? I got it.
Rotten Tomatoes has it at 41%. Metacritic has it at 44%. What does IMDb have?
7.1.
7.1 out of 10.
Yeah.
What'd you think, David?
So, I liked the first one. I want to say that right now. I thought the first one was interesting enough. It was a fun twist on the story. We all knew that Maleficent was going to be the hero at the end. Mm-hmm. We all knew that she was going to be giving the kiss of love because, you know, Disney. And it was interesting that they tried to make it darker than... other Disney movies, but I think they failed because it came across really weird because there were like really dark moments where the king was going fucking crazy, literally cut next to the three pixies fucking shit up, and I was like, this is too different. Like, this is two different movies. I'm not really sure which one I should focus on, but as a whole, I thought it was okay.
Uh-huh.
This one, it kind of knew the lane. It kind of knew exactly where it wanted to peter. It wasn't as dark. And they did bring in some really cool things, like different characters, like, and like the whole race of the witches or dark fae. Different
like fairy tale creatures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then bringing in the crazy witch whose brother got killed by a dark fae. So like she wants revenge on all fairy people, mm-hmm. and shit. But I didn't think it turned out as well as I wanted it to. There was a part of it that was kind of just like, I'm watching a movie about Angelina Jolie with wings.
Yeah.
Discovering that she's got magic powers.
Yeah, well, I mean, not much discovery there. Like, it was...
She already had it.
She already had it, but like...
Discovering that she's got even more magic power.
Right,
so... And giving the subtitle Mistress of Evil was very misleading.
It was so misleading.
Which is another layer on top that I think is disappointing.
Yeah, well, it comes off as lazy, because it's like...
Yeah, she's not fucking
evil. She's not evil
at
all.
And there's nothing in here that makes us believe that she's evil.
So, to be fair, I didn't remember jack shit from the first Maleficent, and I probably should have at least read the Wikipedia before going into it.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it, but like when it came out. Yeah. So like fucking nothing here, you know? Just don't remember any of it. And so I was like, when like the opening has exposition, they like explain like everyone in the land thinks that she's evil because someone told them. And that's how it works. Like when you play telephone.
Silly Michelle Pfeiffer.
But I feel like if you're going to use exposition, like at least like tell me like what's going on, cuz no one fucking remembers this movie. And so I feel like it was weird that they were laying, like right off the bat, that they were, that's what they were talking about.
Yeah.
Like, this is why everyone still thinks Maleficent is evil. So fuck the first movie. Like,
pretty much.
And that's it. Like, they're like, remember the first movie? Didn't happen because no one thinks that's the truth.
No one thinks it's different.
Yeah.
Which I think, again, to the detriment of this movie, no one did anything about it.
Right.
And I was like,
yeah.
But there was a whole movie about it.
Yeah.
So
when we get like the whole thing of, you know, Aurora being the queen of the Moor and, you know, Maleficent being her mom still, but like hanging out on a mountain or something. Yeah. And then she gets married and she's like, no, and she's like, yes. And then I'll go meet the parents or whatever. And like the driving force, the villain of the movie is Michelle Pfeiffer's character, the queen, who like we don't get the explanation as to why she's so hateful towards creatures,
the fae,
until like the very end.
Yeah.
And even then that explanation's so weak that
it's
just like, you're a terrible person. You're like a genocidal
maniac.
Yeah. And like you said,
and it took you almost your entire life to fulfill this plan. And seriously, this is what you got.
Yeah. And like you said, Angelina Jolie is being Angelina Jolie. Like, in the first movie, at least I remember her going through a bunch of shit. And, you know, like her character developing. She meets the king, falls in love. Her wings get cut off, right? That's what happens. And then she has a mistrust of humans from then on until she raises Aurora as her own and learns how to love and blah, blah, blah. But in this one, she was literally just there and everyone was like, fuck her. And she was just like, and she was like, fuck me, fuck you. And so, and then they shoot her. And then out of nowhere, like, we get another subplot. Oh, we got more Fae.
Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Yeah, Chiwetel Ejiofor. And the guy from Deadpool, the villain from Deadpool, as the, I liked the species, like the idea of it.
Fae.
Like the dark Fae that they were. They were some in the mountains, some in the jungle.
They were all different.
Yeah, they looked really cool. That was really cool. But it felt like super forced and tacked on just so we could have an army of bird people fight the...
And also, I mean, one of the reasons... We never really got a reason why she was separated from all of them. Like, we kind of understand that she was alone in the moors, even from a little girl. She was the only one of her kind. And we get kind of like a backstory. They were hunted, so they had to leave. But like... There was never really any like crossover or overlap to why that was happening.
Yeah.
And then when we do get her back into, you know, with all the other bird people, we get this whole backstory with like the phoenix and like, oh, we're descended from there.
Yeah.
And immediately when that happens, we're just like, Yeah. She's going to be the fucking thing. Yeah. And I thought that was so overhanded as to give us the ending of the movie that...
The whole movie is just pulling shit out of your ass to explain away problems.
Yeah.
So it's just like there's never any established sort of rule for the Dark Fae or like why everyone doesn't have the same power as Maleficent. Like everyone can control trees and shit and plants for some reason, but she can also shoot green blasts magic and stuff and make curses and stuff. Which
is cool.
Sure, it's cool.
But it looked pretty.
Sure, yeah, but like...
But okay. it was too much too soon.
It was literally like her just being told what her role is throughout the movie. And then at the end, she's just like... At the end, we get Chiwetel Ejiofor's character dying and giving her power? I don't know what the fuck happened.
I don't
happened
know
there.
What that was either. Was it memory? He died.
She put her forehead on his forehead. And there was like... And then her colors of her eyes changed. And now she's more powerful. Okay.
Eyes were opened somehow.
Yeah. I don't know. And like, to have the main character of the movie was literally... She was the secondary character throughout this whole movie.
Yeah.
She was just along for the ride of Aurora's marriage.
Until the end.
And then, we just centered around Aurora... And the queen and what's his name? The guy.
Bora.
No, the guy. The prince.
The prince.
I forget his
Philip.
Name. Philip. And Philip and the king falls asleep after 20 minutes.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And
Devor.
And that's it. And then we get like the fairy godmothers weren't even like a
they
big
weren't
deal
important
in this movie.
At all.
They were
and
just
even
like
the blue
cast
one
aside.
Sacrificed herself.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't
oh
know.
Oh my god.
The entire time that lady was having an orgasm on the organ, like why did weren't they able
get
to
the,
use magic?
Get the fucking ants to put a tree thing through her chest. Just fucking kill her.
But also like they can do magic from what I remember, right?
Yeah.
Fucking do magic.
Use some magic.
Don't,
I know.
Don't jump into the organ. That's the worst
and
thing you
this
could
is,
do.
I think this is another thing that I actually hate about this universe, too, because even the first one they did it, they established that there is magic, like usable, concrete magic that people can use and abuse, and they don't.
Yeah.
And like... If you lived in this magical world, you would use it all the time.
Yeah.
And like, that gets me mad. But then even bringing it back to Maleficent, like, we understand, like, I get it, you hate humans, and she's, like, fucking up your relationship with your daughter because she's saying, oh, now she's got a real family.
Yeah.
You can't, like, calm yourself and cool your jets for 5 seconds, you bitch.
Oh,
like,
God.
I feel like she was so, like, I get it, it's in her character, but they were pulling her... to the extremes back and forth because she was super angry and hardcore at the beginning, and then once she gets shot and she goes to the other, she's like, she doesn't even say a word.
Yeah, seriously,
like
she
was
had
super
maybe,
silent
she had 10 lines
the
in this
entire
movie.
Time and I was just like, you have no thoughts? Like, you see the little kids, and I'm pretty sure at the end when she's flying with the kids, those are her real kids. I thought that was kind
I thought that
would have been cool.
She even looked apathetic towards her own children then.
Because
she was
and,
flying
like, she,
with them. She was
and
just
she
like,
kinda,
whatever.
And she like kind of smiled and then that was it. But like all of these different kind of like fae with their different wings and stuff, I was expecting to see them have different kinds of powers depending on where they were from. But then we didn't get any of that.
Yeah.
But we got like all the fucking like... dandelion piece of shit just falling into fluff. Ugh, I got annoyed.
I was annoyed as well. Probably not as much as you, but it was very, very interesting to see how Angelina Jolie was probably paid like maybe $500,000 for each line she had in that movie.
And she didn't say a thing.
She didn't say much. She was just like, no. No union. Ow. I'm a dragon now. That's
and yeah, it. She turned into a fucking phoenix.
Yeah, she didn't even turn into a dragon.
No,
which is
she
what
didn't
I was
turn
kinda...
into a dragon. She turned into a phoenix.
Yeah.
I mean, Diaval turned into a dragon last movie, but I thought she was going to turn into a dragon. But she turned into a phoenix after she gets blasted by the anti-fae magic cream.
Anti-phage magic powder arrow combo.
And then because of the tears of Aurora, she gets resurrected.
Because of why not?
Because exactly. because of plot, she has to come back.
Yeah.
And so she did. And then that was it.
Yeah. All that being said, those kids were going nuts and were having a blast. But I was like, what? What? Why? Why is any of this happening? But, you know, that's how Disney works sometimes.
I know.
Disney just wants to get those kid butts in those seats because the parents pay that money. And you don't need a lot of explanation because you just have good guy, right, kids? Bad guy, right, kids? The good guy wins.
And there was a lot of, even from the first movie, like I said, they were playing with making it dark and then keeping it light. And
I thought the movie shined most in terms of like using her actual main character of Maleficent whenever, like, you know, they had those funny moments where the Raven guy was teaching her how to be a person.
Yeah.
And like whenever she was like socially awkward, yeah, or when Aurora is like, will you give me away? And she's like, never. Like those yeah moments, you could have a lot of fun with yeah those moments where it's like getting Maleficent acclimated to like
human,
dealing with
humanity,
humans.
Yeah.
And you know, you could have, you have so much material there.
Yeah.
But instead you chose to just make it like, oh, there's a bird people too. Oh, and there's a big phoenix. Oh, and you have
magic
more powers
powder
than everybody.
Anti-magic
and
powder.
We have the magic powder and the little hedgehog
homicidal
dude
queen
and little toad guy. And
Maleficent.
I was like, I got a bargain.
Maleficent. He was funny. The first time he actually said Maleficent, I laughed out loud because I thought that was hilarious. Oh yeah, man. But that's the thing. It was just like they're trying to make that a serious moment when mm-hmm he says Maleficent,
yeah,
and it made me laugh. And yeah, and also I do want to point out that Michelle Pfeiffer, when she was running through the castle and then she gets cornered
by
all the bird guys, I Dark wanted night her to die. I wanted that
we
to be
we all
her
wanted
end
her to die because she
but
was
no
a horrible person.
She got turned into a fucking goat.
Because that's what you have to do in Disney. You can't
but
kill
exactly
someone.
You can't kill people. Even though she killed how many Fae?
Yeah, it was very weird because
and
she,
then it was like, all right, let's be friends.
Yeah, she
like,
had
no.
She had no.
You almost tried to destroy all of magic. Like, what the fuck?
She had no, like, justification for her actions other than her personal story
yeah
that we had never heard about before this moment and don't care about
and,
still.
Yeah, and it wasn't even
and it was it, some Game of Thrones Mad King shit that
yeah
she was doing. She was like, I want this race dead.
Like,
I want him
like
dead.
Erased, forgotten. So much so that
she was
cursed
like
her own husband.
She was like fucking Cersei. She was
yeah
like, show me that shit works. Kill that pixie right now. And
yeah
the guy's like, oh shit. Oh my God. This
yeah
is a Disney movie.
It was
yeah
so dark.
Yeah.
And then again, like the next scene was Maleficent.
Yeah.
And I just, it was just so, because it's weird because they're trying to make Maleficent this dark, like, entity, dark character, like Mistress of Evil, but then again, like, you have to make it a light Disney movie. Like, no, if you're gonna focus on that, give me a Maleficent that's PG-13, that there's blood, that there's cursing. Give me a Maleficent that kills people.
Well, I mean, they're probably not
Disney
do
would
that
never
they
do
would
that
because it's Sleeping Beauty. Sleeping Beauty is like their old one of their oldest
yeah
properties. They're not gonna be like, now it's edgy. They're just gonna try and rehash the same old thing but different.
Or, I mean, well, Maleficent doesn't technically belong to Disney now, does it?
I don't know. I didn't think it fell into the realm of like fairy tale.
Well, no,
properties.
I mean, it originally was it originally like a Brothers Grimm tale or
no,
whatever?
I don't think so.
Because we can get a different studio to
yeah
make a PG-13
make
Maleficent
them do it. But until then, we have to stick with this Disney stuff.
Angelina Jolie. I mean, it looked beautiful.
Yeah, the CGI was great.
It's
you know,
beautiful.
Everybody looked like they had actual wings.
Yeah, her fucking wings were
yeah
gorgeous.
Yeah.
I want them.
Yeah.
All the other different colored wings were fantastic.
Yeah, they were cool. Like the desert people,
yeah,
the jungle people.
The jungle people had like the rainbow parrot
yeah
wing, but that was cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give me that. I want more of that shit. That was cool.
We could have had a whole movie about
just them.
Just them and their like struggled as a people. And
yeah
like maybe there was conflicting tribes and stuff.
Yeah.
But instead, we just got like in a really rushed, like, there are people here. Go use them to fight now because they have to, because we knew they existed this
yeah
entire time. I guess.
And I thought we were going to get more of even a war. Like, it was literally just the Dark
Fae. It was just one battle.
And the humans.
Yeah.
I wanted the Dark Fae and all the other, like, forest dwelling more
creatures yeah
to revolt. Like, I wanted to see, like, you know, those little, like, pig creature goblin
do
kind
some
of
water attack
yeah
stuff.
I wanted them
yeah
to like shoot things at people.
I thought the trees were gonna do a lot more but they just died.
They yeah
they just got petrified.
They were just people. They weren't like the Ents that we're used to or like
yeah
the tree beard from like Lord of
yeah
the Rings or whatever. They literally were just
trees
tree walking
yeah
trees
yeah
and they were like docile. I was like, no, you can fucking control. And like even the guy like that sacrificed himself, he looked like he was evil
yeah
and he wasn't. I was
the
just,
raven bear was cool.
That was cool.
Yeah.
And they alluded to that too, which I thought was funny.
Because he was like, hey,
wouldn't it be cool if I was a bear?
I was like, that guy's going to be a bear.
Diavol. Be bear.
You knew it was happening, especially when they were just piling onto him for no reason.
Yeah.
Like, he's just one guy, but they like get 40 people to jump on him. I'm sure that's not a tactic that knights use to like disarm one person. Just like, pile on him until he's dead. And he's going to be a bear.
Cops do it.
That's true. Hot take. Yeah. I wish I could turn into a bear. Anyway.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right.
All right. That's pretty much it. Yeah, there's not much else to say, right?
Of this movie.
Yeah.
How many whales out of 10 do you give this?
I'm going to give this... I'm feeling this number. I like 6 whales out of 10. I think I might have given it an extra point simply because I liked the first one.
Uh-huh.
I'm not exactly sure why I'm giving it a 6. I know that when I usually give things a 5, it's because it was 50% kind of just blah all the way. But there was something about this, and I think it was because I liked the first one, that I'm giving it the extra point.
Okay.
I thought it was beautiful. The storyline was okay. The villain was kind of bullshit.
Yeah.
But I liked the whole conflict between Aurora and Philip getting married and Maleficent not wanting to give up her human because she loves her, even though the town that they were living in literally was feet from the moors.
Yeah.
Now let's give it a 5. I'm gonna solid 5. It was good.
Doctor point.
It was good enough where it kept me interested, but not good enough to see a next one.
Okay.
So 5 out of 10. Whales. How many?
Even Aurora said it at the end.
Yeah.
She was like, where?
I like that little turnaround. Yeah. How many Malepidutes out of 10 do you give this?
I give this 4 Malepidutes out of 10. One less than you because I did not enjoy this movie at all. I mean, the battle was cool, but it, like, with every forced plot point to just keep the plot going and just no explanation as to
why.
Very
predictable.
Very predictable as a Disney movie can be, unfortunately, sometimes. The last battle was cool. I really liked the Dark Fae. It went on for a long while. And, you know, the CGI was great, so it was fun to watch.
Yeah,
like, you know,
it was very pretty.
If, those bursts of red powder, would just engulf someone and they just turn into ash. Yeah. That was cool.
All the explosions and shit. Dark Fae.
They killed a lot of people in this movie.
Yeah, I'm sure humans died too.
Yeah, people using their wings to hit people and stuff. That was cool.
Again, see more of that.
Yeah. But that's not enough to make me want to see this ever again. Like, I'm pretty sure I felt similarly to the first one. Probably didn't have as many issues with it because they actually developed a character that the movie's named after. Yeah. And
instead of seeing her kind of
instead of having her take a backseat to the entire movie,
not speaking for 20 minutes.
That's so weird. I don't think I've ever seen a movie that a character is named after where she's not even speaking for most of the movie. And that's just
bad writing
to start off with.
Come on, Disney.
Come on, Disney. You're better
than
this.
Do better. Yeah.
You're better than this.
Come on.
You're better than this.
Come on.
But yeah, that's it.
Come on.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I got. That's all I got. That's all you got. All we got. If you got something, you can email us at relativelysubjective@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram. What else? And Facebook at Relatively Subjective and Twitter at RelSupPod.
Twitter
and
email.
Find us where podcasts are found. Find us in real life if you
Google
can.
Google Play Music and Apple iPod, Apple Podcasts.
Beep,
Apple.
There it's you go. Spreading. yeah. And until then, may all of your evil be of Maleficent Mistress. That didn't make sense. May all of your mistresses be of Maleficent Evil.
Oh, well,
booyah,
I was going to do it the other way. May all of your evil be mistresses of Maleficent.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do like again, even in this one, there was a lot of female power.
Yeah.
Which I mean, obviously they're doing more of, which I think is great. But we had Maleficent, we had Aurora, and we had the Queen, and they're all ladies,
all central characters,
all kicking butt.
Yeah.
Even like the other Fae, like the Fae that were fighting, I'm pretty sure they were all women as well. There was the one white one. I don't know what race she was. It looked
the albino one.
Yeah,
that was a lady.
Was it?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Yeah. But she was. They were fucking cool.
Yeah.
They were like flipping and shit. Yeah. Anyway, I liked it. Cool.
Female power.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye.